This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. German voters go to the polls Sunday in parliamentary elections that will help choose the successor to Angela Merkel, who's been in power for 16 years. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
Merkel's party is scrambling to beat its centre-left rivals, as recent polls suggest a tight race to the finish. Merkel's centre union bloc is expected to trail slightly behind the Social Democrats, with the Green Party eyeing at least a share of the power. About 60.4 million people are eligible to go to the polls and elect the new parliament, who will in turn elect a head of government. I'm Karen Chamas.
Amid an outcry over U.S. treatment of Haitian asylum seekers, the country's embattled prime minister said Saturday that inequalities and conflict drive migration. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
In a recorded speech to the United Nations General Assembly through a translator, Ariel Henry says the situation at the U.S. border is a reminder that people, especially parents with children, are always going to flee poverty and conflicts for a better life.
L'immigration va continuer.
Migration will continue as long as our planet has both wealthy areas, whilst most of the population, of the world's population indeed, lives in poverty.
He also brought up the photos of border agents in Texas on horses.
Les images.
Images of the way many of my compatriots have been handled at the border between Mexico and the United States have shocked many people.
President Biden says it's being investigated. Meanwhile, the migrant encampment under the Del Rio Bridge has been cleared. The U.S. is continuing to fly some Haitians home and allow others to remain for asylum hearings. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on